Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
2 weeks after Election Day, there is now a winner in the Democratic primary to succeed retiring Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas. Certified results show Lori Trahan beat her nearest rival Dan Coe by just 145 votes. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Trahan and Coe were the frontrunners in a field of 10 candidates in the September 4th primary. She won the district's largest city, Lowell, and a total of 12 of the 37 cities and towns in the district. Coe conceded the election after the recount yesterday, saying it's time to unite behind Trahan to ensure the seat stays Democratic. Trahan now faces a well-financed Republican challenger, Rick Green, as well as independent Mike Mullen. At a forum in Lowell during the campaign, Trahan said Congress should end mandatory sentencing for people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. She also said Congress should outlaw the use of criminal background checks on job applications.
We've got California inmates in the correctional facility fighting wildfires, and they might not be allowed to become a firefighter when they get out of prison. That's just wrong, and we need to end that practice.
Trahan said she would support legislation sponsored by Senator Elizabeth Warren to provide $100 million to increase access to naloxone, a drug used to counteract opioid overdoses, and increase access to treatment and rehabilitation for people addicted to opioids. In Lowell yesterday, Trahan explained why she thought she pulled ahead in the end.
I think at the end of the day, it was clear that this district wanted somebody who had working class values going down to Washington and fighting for them. They wanted somebody who was born, raised, and stayed in this community and understood the issues that affected them. And I do believe that people are craving a new breed of leader in Washington, someone who's going to not just fight for the values of the Democratic Party, but then also try to find common ground and get more done in Washington.
Trahan grew up in Lowell. Her father was a union organizer. When he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, her mother raised Trahan and her three sisters while working part-time jobs. Trahan attended Lowell Public Schools. Then she attended Georgetown University on a volleyball scholarship. She went on to work for Congressman Marty Meehan, who represented the district before Nikki Tsongas, right out of college, eventually becoming his chief of staff. After 10 years on Capitol Hill, she became an executive at a Cambridge startup, then started a business consulting firm. Trahan is 44. She's married to home builder David Trahan. They live in Westford, one of the towns she won, with their two young girls. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.